The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Radio computers, they can take Stephen Tubbs and turn him into Minnie Mouse. Good morning, everyone. Sped right up Thursday morning, November the 12th, 2020. Good old 710 KNUS. 45 will be the high, says the 710 KNUS Weather Center. 57 Friday, 58 Saturday, 52 on Sunday. How will this end? I wrote this down as my work question for the morning. Will we be saying President Trump, or will we be saying President Biden? Who will be sworn in? How will this end? Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. With the computer speeded up, I feel suddenly juiced this morning, I'm going to tell you. The U.S. surges to 140,000 new coronavirus infections, the highest daily count ever. In Colorado, health leaders want all schools to eliminate or greatly restrict extracurricular activities and prioritize in-person classes for certain groups of students. Littleton Public Schools is expected to move to full online learning next week, which could last for the rest of the semester. And in Texas, at least one location is now using mobile morgues and makeshift hospitals to cope with the spike. This news presented by Merrill. Merrill Guided Investing. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, members IPC. President Trump is filing a new lawsuit in Michigan challenging vote counts, plus five other appeals in Pennsylvania. In Arizona, a judge is hearing arguments today, and Georgia's Secretary of State is ordering a hand recount of all presidential ballots. He says the hand count will at the same time serve as an audit. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is naming Ron Klain to be White House Chief of Staff. Klain served in the same role when Biden was Vice President and oversaw the Obama administration's management of the Ebola crisis. Tropical Storm Ada has made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast near Cedar Key in the Panhandle. It's the fourth time Ada has made landfall. Forecasters say that should be its last landfall, with the storm expected to break up over the Atlantic Ocean this weekend. TikTok asks a federal court to review President Trump's order that the app's Chinese owner must sell its U.S. operations by today. TikTok wants the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit to review Trump's divestment order and the government's national security review. The president gave tentative approval in September for Oracle and Walmart to oversee TikTok. In the markets, European markets opened lower today in London, Paris, and Frankfurt. Asian markets ended mixed. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 0.1%. Dow futures are down 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5% in advance of this morning's opening. And Pete, if you're a gambler, table games in Colorado's gambling towns will now have to shut down due to elevated coronavirus restrictions.
Everyone, good morning. It's a Thursday, the 12th morning of November 2020, 45 the high, breezy, 303-696-1971. Who will be the elected or indeed reinstated president? Are we going to be saying President Joe Biden, or are we going to be saying President Donald Trump? If this was February the 1st, let's jump it ahead. Who would we be addressing as the president? 303-696-1971. As Tommy mentioned, the battleground state of Georgia will now conduct the full audit of all the votes. They're going to hand count for the first time ever in the history of the country. They're going to, by hand, recount. The numbers, Joe Biden ahead in the state, 49.5% to Donald Trump's 49.2%. The slim margin, 114,000 votes. It comes to the ballot counting process. And this Georgia Secretary of State, who's a Republican, who was on Fox News this morning, who looks like a pretty decent man, and the Republicans are after his scalp. You know, one of the things that's twisting and turning in the wind right now is now who will control the Senate, coming back full circle, boomerang it. Gee, that Cory Gardner seat would have really, really, really been a blessing in disguise. Well, we're not going to have that. So the software under question. I read about Dominion, the Dominion voting systems. Again, the story was the software had come under question, flipping thousands of votes from Trump to Biden, giving the Democrat an apparent victory in a place called Antrim County in Michigan. The glitch was resolved, and Donald Trump won the county with 56% of the vote. And it isn't clear if the software was doing this. Dominion was used in 64 other Michigan counties. I'm showing you I have to really get a life because I'm reading this stuff. Questions about Georgia have been asked since the state continued to find new votes days after the election, which eventually flipped the state from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. So the campaign people were in the middle of that fight. One of the more interesting stories is the postal worker. And we'll go right to the phones. The interview, and this guy exists. He was on Veritas, and he's a whistleblower. And now the claim is that he recanted, and then the claim is he did not recant the recant. So I don't know what we do with this, but it's an interesting story. In an interview this week with the feds, this Pennsylvania postal worker walked back his allegation. This is the story this morning, that the supervisor had tampered with mailed ballots, saying that he made assumptions based on overheard snippets of conversation. This is the kind of stuff that rolls around. You got to be able to go into a court. Rush Limbaugh has called for Donald Trump to appoint an election czar. We will see that. Of all the people on the face of the earth, Karl Rove, who is the most untrustworthy of any of these people, Karl Rove has done a piece entitled "The Election Results Won't Be Overturned," and he's appearing on Fox News and saying these things. I despise Karl Rove, but Karl Rove said it's not going to make any difference. So, full lines.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Let's go to work. We go to Doc first. Hey, man, you're on a radio show. It's a Thursday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. I just got a quick nightmare question to toss out there for people to consider. Everybody knows damn well that if Joe Biden goes to the presidency, he's not going to be there for long, and we're going to have President Kamala Harris. The question that's been running through my brain is, who is she going to choose as her vice president?
Yeah, she gets a
is
choice.
Is that going to be Nancy Pelosi? It's
no,
going to be Hillary Clinton?
I don't think that she and Pelosi get along all that well.
Yeah, but who's she going to want? That's a nightmare question.
Remember, I mean, when you go
AOC?
Back, you go back to Nixon, and Nixon made two choices. One, he had Agnew bails, and so he was going to go for Nelson Rockefeller, and Rockefeller died. And he ends up with Gerald Ford. Yeah, and he ends up with Gerald Ford, yeah. It's a really legit question, and I don't have an answer. Right now, part of my reading last night was the internal strife inside the Democratic Party, the old Pelosi-Biden, kind of corrupt left-of-center organizations. They're getting run over now by these Marxists, Ocasio-Cortez and others.
I predicted that a long time ago.
Nah, but it's now because it looks like they got the they believe they have the victory, so it's really intensified now.
And because Nancy lost some seats in the House,
she did
the next one to get the clip. And I'm just wondering, who's going to get the VP job?
That's a great question.
That's an open question for your audience. There's a lot of sharp people out here early in the morning, believe it or not.
Let's
see who's got the worst nightmare.
Yeah, how much time do you give? Legitimate, this is horrible. How much time do you give Joe?
I give him about 6 months.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of stories. I heard that he's in really good health. Did you see on Saturday night, and I'm probably the only person in the audience that actually watched that, when they cut away, I thought, well, because of the radio show, I should see this. And they introduced Joe Biden, and he kind of does this dog trot. And he looks foolish doing it, like he's running. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I, as an old man runner, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, why are you doing this? Why don't you just do the, you know, like just do the stride, do the walk. Trump does the stride. Obama had a really gifted stride when he walked.
He did it because of Trump's problems with the ramp.
And no, exactly. I
mean, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it was nothing more than a slight dig.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
He ran.
Yeah. He's like, I can run down a ramp, and Trump couldn't run down a ramp. That's all it was.
And that's
he was being petty.
I just thought it looked foolish for an old man to run. I'm an old man, and I can say that.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, no, but you know, as a guy that tries to stay in shape, and I too need a little bit of running. I'm not like I used to, but. The point is, I thought that dog trot was just, you know, like I'm showing you I'm really healthy.
Yeah,
is what I saw it as, and I thought, come on, just you know, stride out there. So, hey, Ducky, who do we say in February? Who do we call Mr. President?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
It all depends.
Who do you believe? What do you believe?
My heart tells me Trump.
Well, and. Your brain tells you.
Yeah. My nightmares tell me Biden. One of the reasons my nightmares tell me Biden is because I'm still waiting for a kidney transplant.
I know.
And I'm over 60 years old.
I know.
And what good am I going to be to society, when other people could use that kidney?
Sure.
I'm just wondering, he goes back and establishes Obamacare. I'm a dead duck.
What was that song?
I got no place to go.
Just waiting for the times to get better, right?
Well, if things stay the same, you know, I'm going to be fighting my second cancer surgery next month. And then I've got to get a 2-year wait before they'll get me a kidney.
Wow.
And I've already been waiting 5 years for a kidney. This is one of those stupid-ass things where, you know, the longer this drags out, you know, the more afraid I get.
Yeah, I used to see this guy a lot. He's a rider.
I can't fathom where things are going to go. In my heart, I'm a fighter. My dad was a fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody in my life is a fighter. We fought for what we wanted, and we got a portion of it enough to be secure and sane, you know, in where we are in the world.
Yeah.
But
it's a different time.
They are very different.
Very different time, brother, man. I love you.
So, anyway,
safe.
Pete, you're my friend. I love you. Have a good day.
All right, man. You too. Susan, you're on a radio show. Now there's two lines open, 303-696-1971. What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You tell us words matter, right?
I never say that.
1984.
I don't think I ever said that. No, what Orwell said.
Okay, well,
Orwell said it. Yeah,
I think words matter.
Okay.
And I listen to your newscast, and they call him President-elect Biden. He is not president-elect. He is presumed president-elect.
No.
And if the news keep calling him that, it's convincing people that he is president-elect. He will not be president-elect until the Electoral College votes. Then he's president-elect.
It didn't work for Gore. It didn't work for Al Gore. We've been over that, Dave.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But be honest and truthful with words. Let me just tell you. And also, I had COVID 2 weeks ago. I was quarantined. I had a cough, and I had lost of taste and smell. I had no fever. I had no aches and pains. My husband and son have tested positive multiple times. I know it's awful for some people, but for some people it's very mild, and I think it's being publicized to me worse, and there have been hundreds of thousands of people who have died, which is awful. But I when they shut everything down,
shutting it down is
down
not the end.
Business,
it's not
and I've talked to other people, and of course it's anecdotal, that have very similar stories to me. Family members don't get it. They have a very mild case. So I'm disheartened by that I think that Biden's going to win.
Do you believe that? Let me get something in here. Are we going to say President Biden or are we going to say President Trump? What are we going to say?
I think, unfortunately, we're going to say President Biden, yeah. But I don't think he earned it. I think it's biased.
Well,
and there's thousands of signed affidavits by people who attest to.
But here we go. Here we go. Stop, please. I've spent too many days on this. You still have to waltz that into a courtroom. And this case of this postal worker. And I read a lot about him last night, read about him the day before. And he's a postal worker that Project Veritas has. And this is dated this morning that he allegedly walked it back, that he said that he had assumptions, and assumptions aren't good in a courtroom. Let me read this to you because he's getting all the attention on a lot of radio shows. His name is Richard Hopkins. And he recanted claims because he had sworn affidavit. He had made a sworn affidavit that these top radio talk show hosts and local radio talk show hosts and all these Republicans have been touting this guy. And he now has apparently told federal investigations his allegations, and I don't want any of this to be true, but I think we have to do true radio. They were based on fragments, I'll read this to you, fragments of conversations among coworkers in a noisy mail facility in Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, is that good enough? Well, you've got to be able to go into a courtroom, not hearsay, not I heard, but you have to be able to do it. And there's an agent from the U.S. Postal Service Office Inspector General asking Hopkins directly if he stood by his sworn statement that supervisors were backdating ballots. And he said, at this point, no. So this is the kind of stuff. I had a long conversation yesterday with Dean Singleton. We were, you know, I love him to death. We argue about everything. We argue about what time it is. But we had a long conversation about this. You have to be able to walk into that courtroom. And this is why the hand counting in Georgia will be important. But this postal worker, who has been the darling of radio talk show hosts everywhere, he said no. And look, you know, we can do whatever we want to do with this, but if he can't go before a judge, threatened by perjury and being incarcerated. And I love Veritas. I met the young man who runs Veritas. But this guy says no. What do we do with that, Susan?
Well, I think that's just one person.
No. You're missing my point.
But
this guy has been the tip of the spear for a lot of talk radio and a lot of Fox News stuff and a lot of those kinds of things. And you can't just now dismiss it.
I'm not dismissing it.
Well, it sounded like that.
I don't, because I don't know the whole story.
Well,
I'm just basing it on what you say.
Okay.
But I'm
don't base it on me. Go on your internet and do some reading before you say these things.
According to Tom, I can say whatever I want and make it true.
Ma'am, I'm not telling you you can't. I'm just saying do it accurately.
I know. I know. And I'm saying asking you to do the same, to accurately mention that he is presumed president-elect.
I don't read the news.
Okay, I shouldn't say you, but Tom and other
great.
News people.
Why don't we just say, hey,
I'm calling in.
Take care of yourself. Why don't we just do that? That'd be much more fun. Take care of yourself.
All right.
All right. 303-696, see, it's your fault.
Yep.
303-696-1971.
I think I've heard from her in the newsroom before.
Wait, I got to go.
Billy's
November.
Mad. Billy,
yeah.
You got mad and Billy didn't get blamed.
November 12th is the first time Tom's blamed for nothing. He's stealing my mojo. I'm kind of mad.
You then just say President-elect Biden.
Okay, President-elect Biden.
It's Billy's fault.
There we go. Now it's all my fault. Okay.
Go to the phones. This is Bill. Bill, you're on a radio show on a Thursday morning. Bill, good morning.
What's up, Pete?
The rent. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was something else you would say, too. My zipper. Remember that?
They'll waive your rent pretty soon here.
I'm hip.
So,
what do you think?
This whole initial lockdown, this is planned. They knew this was going to spike big time right now, and that's their whole excuse to keep the poll watchers away. This is
no, I mean, I don't buy that either. Once again, these are like statements of feelings or statements of emotion.
It ain't.
Yes, it is. You have to walk it in. You got to show where this is actually happening.
Yeah, and they need to get a hold of that computer program.
Well,
and I guess because it's internet based, would be probably the only way that they could wipe it clean.
Well, one of the things, and I've big deal. I'm like a broken clock, right twice a day. But since this began, I kept saying, watch Georgia, watch Georgia, watch Georgia. All the people that I read that I respected. And now what are we doing this morning? Georgia will do a full audit of the votes. Hand count, recount by hand all the votes. Now, the numbers...
If they can separate them.
Well, no, but again, see, you're not going to be happy. And this is going to be the problem. And this is what the Democrats did. When Donald Trump won, Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and the media and everybody else never accepted that. They would not legitimize Donald Trump. And right now, I fear there's people going to do the same thing. And as you know, Hillary Clinton was always the president. For 4 years she went out on the stump and told people she was really the president, and she wasn't.
Yes. What are you guys affiliated with, CBS?
No, I'm not affiliated with anybody but Peter Boyle.
Well, your station.
I don't know. Because I don't even listen.
Yeah, well, they're just like the lady was saying. You just keep.
You want to be look. Do you really think that? Do you really think that CBS tells me what,
over and over?
You can say this is the. I mean, up until they clamped down on us. You can say what you want to say. You can believe what
they're saying.
This is America.
Saying, they're calling Trump's claim.
And they called Al Gore, President-elect Al Gore, for like 34 days or something as well. I mean,
I understand that.
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's not a whatever.
Yeah. All right, well,
it's not a whatever.
Look, you go to bed, the guy's 500,000 votes ahead, and you wake up, and he's...
That's all philosophical. It all sounds good, looks good on paper, but you got to walk it into courtrooms, and you got to prove that it was done.
Like I say, if they can't segregate those ballots,
I see what you're saying already. Look, do you think that this Republican Secretary of State, and by the way, there's the battleground, and you know, if you looked at the Senate, and if this thing goes bad in Georgia, gee, that Cory Gardner, what a guy! They would have so needed Cory Gardner's seat.
What a layup, huh?
Huh?
Okay, what a layup. Well, who's to say that the Georgia Republican Party ain't exactly like?
No,
ours?
I mean, look, this guy, the Georgia Secretary of State. I watched him. He was on Fox News this morning. I've been reading about him. Raffensperger is his name. He looks like a straight guy. He's a citizen, and he's going look. The lead, as we're talking about, and I read this stuff last night and read it again this morning. Biden's lead is 14,000 votes. And the numbers this morning, Biden in Georgia, 49.5%, Donald Trump, 49.2%. So you're talking about a squeeze. And
yeah.
So to go back and audit, that's what they call it, recount. And it's never been done before. And so at the end of that, what would make you happy? And if they come back and they go, Biden still won, is that going to mean, and if it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't mean anything. If it means something, then it means that you're going to be saying President Biden.
Unfortunately, it looks that way. But
well, yeah. I mean, look, the pony's not always under the tree.
Well, the camel's nose is in the tent. So, if we don't...
Camel's nose went in the tent years ago.
Right.
Ah, Bubba.
You guys be good, man.
You too. 303, you're gonna change your...
No. To answer your question.
Take the heat?
Yeah.
We blamed it on Billy. How about this? Billy told Tommy to say that.
To say it that way.
Does that work?
Yeah.
No, you're right. And I mean, I was standing behind him ominously, threatening him.
But the woman
say it. Yeah. You better say it.
I am really scared of Billy.
Well, you should be.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I mean, the woman has a point that, you know, nothing has been, there's been no, you know, there. You got to collect this evidence. You got to communicate. Limbaugh had an interesting line about Donald Trump should appoint an election czar. You're right about the media doing it, but the media did the same thing with Al Gore. And they called him President Al Gore, President-elect Al Gore, and it was meaningless in the long run.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'm sure point's well taken, and I heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too.
And you're hearing, you know, like
and actually, you got a lot of moving parts here, and you have certain places where you make the definition. I have chosen to make the definition based on the apparent number of votes for that he has accrued for the. Yeah. Now you can wait until it's validated later on in the month. You can wait until the Electoral College meets. The point is, it is up for grabs.
Can
right
you
now.
You can you say presumably?
You can say presumed.
Yes,
yeah,
president
you can
elect.
Use the word presumed. President-elect.
Maybe.
Maybe. You can
possibly.
Say you've got these hoops there to go through.
There are people that say.
Yes. Right.
Inquiring minds.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Unnamed sources.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. Will we be saying President Bush, God, please never. May we would be saying, I'm back to Al Gore and George Bush. What would we be saying, President Donald Trump, or would we be saying President Joe Biden? In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, you should convert diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands, Rolex watches into cash. Christmas is coming. The holidays are coming. Thanksgiving's coming. Do you need money? The stuff that you have may be worth a lot of dough. You don't know it. Go find out. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items, no obligations, free evaluations, private and confidential. See David. I mean, call David Ellis today, 303-322-8779. He's a third in Clayton and Cherry Creek North. DavidEllisJewelry.com, 6 days a week, and David's there. They have the black awnings on the building. David's my friend. He's the man. David Ellis Jewelry, 303-322-8779. On the web, you can look at all of it. DavidEllisJewelry.com, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's a Thursday, the 12th morning of November, 2020. 710 KNUS, good tune. Billy Thorpe on the con. It's a Thursday morning, 45 will be the high, 21 tonight, 57 Friday in the weekend, in the 50s. A couple of ski areas have popped open. I was out at Larson's and saw John Marriott, and we were talking. Boy, the equipment is wonderful this year, and everybody wants to get it off the ground. This is my grandson's year, and he's excited and don't know what we're going to do. How will this end? President Trump or President Biden? Who will be sworn in? A book that I've just lionized, a book entitled Empire, William Paley and the Making of CBS. We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. A remarkable book. A lot of lessons to be learned. We go to Connie. Hey, Connie, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to ask, what do you think? Do you think Trump has a chance, or are we going to say President Biden?
I bite my tongue, but I think Biden's got it.
Do you think, too, it's possible? A friend of mine brought this up the other day. She said it's odd that, you know, a month ago we were hearing every other day at least, whenever he'd come out of his basement, a big gaffe, not just a little gaffe, but he didn't know who his wife was or whatever. I mean, yeah. They were not tiny gaffes. They were pretty good. And I know they overplayed it probably, or they played a lot, but now we don't hear any. So he's run across the stage. Do you think that was a fake, just in case?
No, I think I watched that dog trot on Saturday, and he was showing you that he was youthful and versatile, and you could see he's not a runner.
But he's not gaffing like he was, or at least it doesn't seem like it. But could that have been in case all this blew up with his son? And he could say, I'm not all there.
No, that he was sandbagging. No. I mean, I think It's like, look at John Hickenlooper's campaign and look at Cory Gardner's campaign and then look at the campaign that Joe Biden did. Biden did a very Hickenlooper-esque or the other way around. John Hickenlooper went into the bunker and just stayed there because he was up on points. And one of the things that's going to come out of this is maybe just, you know, when everybody hated the polls, but it looks like maybe the polls were accurate this time. I know, and everybody wants to blow it off. And no, no, listen, I love you. Don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
But, and maybe the handlers, like I said, it's like a prize fight. And you're ahead on points, and you're in what's called the championship rounds, you know, 8, 9, and 10, or 9, 10, 11, or 11 and 12, or whatever it is. And your corner knows you're ahead on points. They keep score. And they say to you, Connie, you're ahead on points. Stay away from him.
Well, especially when this gap is so much. But I have a, to get off the subject, I have a cute saying, if you have a minute, or not a saying, but a story. This man had twin boys by your grandson's age. And one was a stone cold pessimist, one was a stone cold optimist. So for Christmas, he went to Toys R Us or whatever and bought the store out, put it in the pessimist room. Pessimist kid opened his door, walked in there, looked around and said, oh, I don't have a such and such, some airplane or something. The optimist had a room full of pony stuff. I can't say it, doo-doo. And he turns around to his dad and he goes, get me some shovels. There's got to be a pony in here
somewhere. No, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's the pony story. You brought up a pony for Christmas. I thought that
but
was cute.
The other question is, and you know, what happens now to the Republican Party? Because this party is Donald Trump, and they hate him. And my indicators, my variables are, look at the Bush brothers. They called Joe Biden, and they sent like some, they made some stupid saccharine press statement to Trump. But they're happy. Look, Donald Trump was treated so unfairly.
Oh, the difference is my son, both of them were big, I have two sons, and they were both, are you on the Trump train yet? Are you on the Trump train? This was in the beginning, okay. And they were both Bushies at the time. They're pretty staunch Republicans. They both hate Bush now.
They should.
So, I mean, they just can't stand him. And it's because they see, you know, if you get enough time, usually people's true colors do come out.
No, it's
you've
beyond
been saying
that.
It for years.
No, it's beyond that. What George W. Bush did, he and Dick Cheney should stand trial as war criminals.
Oh, look at the kids. Don't just see the people over there, but our own blood, our own children that they killed, you know?
And they should. And, I mean, I like I said, about taking heat the last
Well, if these guys take us, if they get in and they take us back into war, that could kind of do them in, too, because people did count on Trump to keep us out of war.
But you say those things. And you would look at Donald Trump and say, for 4 years, the guy pulled us out of all of this insanity. The crusades of the Bush-Cheney people and the insanity of the Obama foreign policies. When what happens in Benghazi? What happens in Libya?
Oh, they set it on fire.
Ma'am.
Hillary set the Middle East on fire, and all Trump did was run around putting out fires.
But George W. Bush kicks over the apple cart. And once that begins, and then Hillary Clinton calls it Arab Spring. Well, it's Arab winter. And finally, I mean, this movement of that what Donald Trump was capable of doing with the Middle East, it's the equivalent of tearing down the Berlin Wall. It really is, but no one pays attention to it. And
well, he didn't even bring it up during the stuff. I was shocked that he didn't hardly even mention it.
But remember in that last debate, foreign policy, that wasn't part of, remember they agreed on what was going to be spoken about. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I know
that's
that
crazy.
Donald Trump was the most unfairly treated American president in history.
Well, what I think will happen, and my son said, bring it on, we got the guns. But that's not, you know, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants you to go neighbor against neighbor. But when it comes down to it, I mean, I have one sister, and somehow I never even, I'm just going to tell you this, I'm your age, and I never talked about politics. I never cared. I didn't think about politics when I was young. So my children were not raised around the table or this stuff going on. It just wasn't. The music was on the radio, whatever. I don't know how, but I even have a daughter who's a crack addict. God forbid. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a horrible story for 30 years. Even one of my children are conservatives. And I said to one of my sons, I said, how'd this happen? I mean, I did not do that. You guys cannot say, oh, Mom raises as conservatives. Mm-hmm. I didn't raise them as anything. Mm-hmm. And they said, Mom, you did teach us to pay attention.
But
to
if
what
you look
going
at,
on,
real briefly,
I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I'll take
look,
that.
Look at the pictures of all these Antifa arrests, 23, 22, 25. What they are is they're useful idiots, as Lenin called them, and they'll go to the chop if things happen, and they have these arrogant faces, but they're living in mommy's basement. You know, they're well taken care of. There's no reason for them to be who they are, except they've been schooled or emotionally trained.
Oh, they want to go back to the 60s. They read about it. They think that's great. But you and I were there during the 60s, and there was reason for the black races to fire up because of injustices. But I have three black, a lot I call them, children in my family now, you know, my grandsons and whatever. Yeah. And it's not like it used to be. I mean, it's nothing like that.
No.
There is no, I mean, I know there's prejudice and all that crap, but it was passing. Every generation, it was less and less and less. Look around. I mean, you know, if you saw a black and white couple in the 60s walking down the street, your mouth would hang open. Now it's nothing.
There were people to be jailed over it, or people that would not be allowed
to
be married.
It's nothing, nothing. Yeah. And now they're making it all, trying to make it all into something again.
Thank you. We'll see. Here it goes. You know, last week we announced we were going to work for Dan Kaplis and sell Danny's law firm, and I was thrilled. I mean, this guy, and stuff you don't talk about. My daughter went through some stuff, and we went to Dan, and I tell people this when we're just talking about it. People, Kaplis this, Kaplis that. That guy called her at night. Are you okay? You all right? He spoke to her like a dad. And the law offices of Dan Kaplis, 303-770-5551. And he takes on people that have been, you know, been jammed up, serious personal injury and wrongful death. And Danny and I met when he came over to KOA, and we fought. And we had big fights over stuff, but it wasn't one of those grudge fight things. It was like, when it was over, it was over. And that always said, you know, with me, it was like, okay, you can get mad, but then get over it. And it always showed me what kind of a guy he was. And he's a working-class kid, worked hard, got ahead. If you're in a jam right now, somebody's been hurt, something needs, you need to get through something, 303-770-5551. Easy number. Call Danny up. And 303-770-5551. His website's dankaplislaw.com. It's that simple. You got a problem, give the man a call.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Thursday morning, everyone, November the 12th, 2020, 303-696-1971. Who are we going to say? Are we going to say President Joe Biden, or are we going to say President Donald Trump sometime in February? Who will be sworn in? Will we be a re-swear on President Trump or a swearing in of Joe Biden? 303-696-1971. Thank you for being here. 45 the high, 57 on Friday, 58 on, and the weekend stays kind of in the middle 50s, and we've got a warm day coming next week. Coming up, a book, Empire, William Paley and the Making of CBS, and it's a really powerful book. Look at that. Again, I have been chasing, and I think it's the reputable talk show host move, try and find it. And the signed affidavits attesting to illegal activity in Pennsylvania, dead people voting in Pennsylvania. I've gone down the list of these things, and I can't seem to find. And now the recount's going to take place in Georgia. And I can't seem to find some place where you can walk into a courtroom and show evidence. And the postal worker apparently has recanted or said it isn't true or words to that effect. Of all the people in the world, and I'm no Karl Rove fan, Karl Rove hates Donald Trump, then started kind of weasel back in, but he wrote a piece called This Election Result Won't Be Overturned. 303-696-1971. As you know, that Donald Trump has now got legal challenges in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. And, of course, the automatic recount in Georgia. Let's see what happens. What do you think will happen? 303-696-1971. For the first time, we opened up the show with full line, so people get jammed up and they get a busy signal. Call now and get on. Congratulating Urban Lights, their 40th year in business. These guys are truly the best. You can celebrate with them. The anniversary sale going on this Saturday and Sunday. 40% off all lighting, 70% off of clearance items. incredible deals this weekend. 20,000 square feet of gorgeous lighting displays. You got to check them. Places like an art gallery. Take advantage of the experts who will help you plan the perfect designs for your home. Unique shopping experience. Place like an art gallery. Walk in 7 days a week. It is just amazing. The ceiling fans, as we call them, overhead fans. Lowest prices on these ceiling fans. Minka Air and Kichler. Unbelievable deals. Fall savings event is on. And again, something for the house inside or outside. Check them. UrbanLightsDenver.com. UrbanLightsDenver.com. Unbeatable price guarantees. For real. Take it from me. They're the best. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. Local experts, and they bring genuine value to any space. They're our friends at Urban Lights. I believe that Donald Trump was the most unfairly treated president this country has ever had since it began. And if you look at the accomplishments, at least in the world that I live in, how you look at the world, when Donald Trump said America first, and it just destroyed the left by saying that, but securing borders and bringing back manufacturing jobs and goodbye to these globalists and these really unnecessary, very sad, ongoing wars, and off this ideological crusade that the Bush-Cheney fools put us on and continued in the Obama administration. If Joe Biden becomes our 46th president, it's very interesting moment, and all the things that can turn and go the other way. We'll take your calls after this. It's a Thursday. 45 the high today and kind of windy. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Hang on here. Your calls are next.